This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about psychopaths and the perks of being a psychopath. I don't know if we've really, gotten to any of the perks yet, but...
Well, they listed off a couple.
Did they? Okay.
The freed from emotional shackles. They're equipped to act in an unrestrained and ruthless manner.
I guess if you think being ruthless is a perk, okay.
And equipped with a sense of interpersonal poise and potency, physical fearlessness, and emotional resilience, you may go on to do great things. Those are the two.
If you're willing to, what they're saying is, if you're willing to just trample all over other people, that somehow that could lead to some sort of greatness.
That's a perk.
I guess I'd be curious, you know, to see some examples, and not to say it couldn't be done.
I think that if you work in the government, that you have better opportunity to use these certain sort of behavior traits. Or maybe in the top echelons of corporate America, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I worked in corporate America, I worked at the sort of bottom rung, the retail level, as it were. I worked for Clear Channel, which is now called iHeartMedia, and I sold radio to local businesses. So being ruthless was of no use there.
Study finds 1 in 5 CEOs are psychopaths.
And according to America, loves to hate on CEOs,
yeah.
Right? I mean, loves it.
Unless you're Steve Jobs.
Did any of them do any? Did anyone do any studies on zoning people? Or did any of them?
I suspect that's 4 out of 5, if not 5 out of 5.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Did anybody do any studies on members of the Senate?
Great
to see
point.
Whether or not they're psychopathic?
Yeah, presumably they would be smart enough to not participate in that study.
That would be unwise for them.
Let's go to Pat in Manistik. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live in Michigan.
Hey, thanks for the call. You were just mentioning about CEOs that are psychopaths.
Yeah, but before you get to your point, I'm curious, just as a technical aspect, it says here you're listening to broadcast radio?
Yeah, 1510.
AM 1510. Okay, that's interesting. I wonder if that's a pirate radio station, because I do not see that on the
community
list.
Community broadcaster.
Either way, I'm glad we're on in Manistique.
Yeah.
All right. So what were you saying?
We're,
go ahead.
We're still far up north. You can see Sarah Palin on top of my backboard. Anyway, psychopath. Real simple. Al Dunlop. I met the guy back in the 70s. What a nutcase.
L. Dunlop?
He destroyed people. He was interviewed by a therapist who was writing a book on CEOs that are psychopaths, and he interviewed the guy, and he said, "You understand why I'm here?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You think I'm a psychopath?" He said, "Well, yes. I want to know what you think." He said, "I am one. I'm damn proud of it."
Wow.
And then he proceeded to tell how he just people's lives so he can make more money. And he just had a blast doing it.
Jeez, wow.
That is the stereotypical CEO.
I was married to a clinically diagnosed lady.
To a what? I'm sorry, that's a little hard to make
clinically
out.
Clinically diagnosed.
Go ahead.
Clinically diagnosed lady. I wife, my ex-wife. She was somewhere between a sociopath and a psychopath. And that was a long time trip, that one. She was a school teacher, and she loved abusing kids in the classroom psychologically. She just had a hoot doing that. And she would talk to me about it.
Fascinating.
And I would look at her, and I said, what, really? She says, well, yeah, if you do it psychologically, you don't leave marks.
If you do it psychologically, you what?
You don't leave marks.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble making out some of the things you're saying.
It's
Pat,
a little muffled.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Great points. Appreciate it. And thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I sure do wish more people would call on Discord because it sounds so much clearer and so much better. Our Discord server is on and available to you 24/7 over at discord.lrn.fm. I was able to make out most of what he was saying. Just a few words were a little tough.
Yep. I'm afraid cell phones aren't what they could be.
Yeah.
But they are what they were designed to be, right? The old POTS system, wasn't it just the cheapest way to get the most audible, like you can barely hear people and understand what they're saying, was the minimum criteria?
Maybe.
For the POTS
I don't
system?
Know. Okay. I believe you.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why that system is terrible now, because technology has gotten so far past that.
Right.
But that's what those lines were. All right. So you asked for an example. Here's one that the article provides.
What did I ask for?
a good psychopath.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A 2015 paper titled Successful Psychopathy introduces readers to a man by the name of Forrest Tommy Yo Thomas, a real life...
What's his name?
Forrest Tommy Yo Thomas?
Okay, so his first name is Forrest, his nickname is Tommy, his last name is hyphenated, Yo Thomas.
Okay.
A real life daredevil. By employing a number of disguises and fake documents, the World War II British spy regularly evaded capture by the Nazis. According to the authors, Yo Thomas once pretended to be a corpse while traveling in a coffin. Known as the White Rabbit, quote-unquote, to his enemies, Yo Thomas once leapt from a moving train. In a move straight out of a Liam Neeson movie, our hero, anti-hero, once strangled a prison guard with his bare hands. When Yo Thomas wasn't busy strangling Nazis, he was busy seducing beautiful women. Most people, I assume, are unfamiliar with the life and times
of
Yo
Thomas. Are they beautiful Nazis?
Could have been.
Because you basically, they're right. You can do whatever you want to a Nazi.
Hmm.
And it's like, it's fine. I mean, there's a new theme out there for the Antifa, which appear to be a violent gang.
Punch Nazis?
As long as it's punching Nazis, it's okay.
Hmm.
However, most are familiar with the James Bond, his fictional incarnation. Yes, Yo Thomas was the inspiration for novelist Ian Fleming's ostentatious, sex-crazed, martini-gulping hero.
That's funny, because when you were reading that, I was thinking, that sounds like James Bond.
There you go.
Sure enough.
The World War II spy is typical of what we in the profession call a successful psychopath.
Hmm.
Unlike malignant psychopathy, which often involves criminal acts and imprisonment, the successful psychopath embraces the darkness to achieve real-life success. Do successful psychopaths avoid breaking laws because it's right? No.
Well, no.
They avoid breaking laws because it makes sense. And we talked about this a little
this
bit.
This is the argument for sort of organized religion, is that we have to have organized religion, otherwise people will do bad things. Well, wait. Morality suggests that people will do the right thing because morality works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabric woven into the creation of the universe. And that's why it works. I think that what people get upset with is that there are certainly people that figure out how to subvert morality to their benefit. And
like a lot of the leaders of organized religions, like the rapist priests,
sure.
Child molester
power
priests.
Structures are the way that this is done. It's because we as a species believe in authority is the main reason. You'll find that the people that they describe as successful sociopaths will almost always be in positions of power, i.e. religious, or CEOs,
politicians
or government bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
That these are the places that those sorts of people are going to go.
And we'll get there. By reining in their impulses, or at least channeling them in a more lucrative direction, successful psychopaths often go on to occupy positions of real significance.
Nah.
So here's your question. Here's the answer to your question. What sort of professions attract psychopaths? Research already shows that psychopaths are more prevalent in certain occupations. They tend to gravitate towards positions of power. CEOs,
yep.
Surgeons, lawyers, celebrities, and politicians.
Mm-hmm.
The
celebrities. It's interesting that a celebrity, yeah.
It makes sense. Somebody who's all about themselves and aggregating.
Harvey Weinstein certainly seems like a psychopath.
Mm.
Would you consider him a celebrity, though? I don't know.
No, but he's the famous
celebrity.
He's
yeah.
the gatekeeper for a celebrity.
That's true.
I mean, his name's on dozens and dozens of films. I mean, he's certainly well known.
But I don't know if, like, in
he's
common
not like
parlance,
Brad Pitt.
Right. I don't yeah. think he would be considered a celebrity in the common sense,
right.
aside from the fact that he's now made himself celebrity
He wasn't a household name.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though, if you look at the credits, producer on a whole bunch
for
of
sure.
Things.
We got more coming up here on psychopaths. If you want to join the conversation, give us a real-life example of how you've experienced either, as our last caller, being in a relationship with one, or maybe having one as a boss, or maybe you are one. 855-450-FREE. And when did you know? Like, when did you realize, I must be a psychopath? You know, like, how did that come to your attention? There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the last Sunday edition of the show. You can dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We're talking about psychopaths and the supposed perks for psychopaths. Is it possible to be a good psychopath? Some are alleging that it might be.
James Bond.
And apparently James Bond was based off of somebody, as we just learned about just a moment ago. We'll continue with that discussion. You're welcome to join us as well. 855-450-FREE.
My Magic Mud. I love talking about this because it's a really great product. If you go get some My Magic Mud, I think you'll agree. And what it is it's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut husks and bentonite clay. And that may sound strange to you, but then again, read the ingredients on your toothpaste and see how strange it seems after that. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I'm 100% convinced it gets my teeth cleaner than regular toothpaste does, too. You have to use it to see what I mean when I say this. You just brush for 2 minutes, four days in a row, and then use it every 4 to 7 days after that. And I think you'll be happy with it, because I certainly am so happy that I don't live without it now. You can get My Magic Mud at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. I've given away dozens and dozens of containers of this stuff because I believe so thoroughly in it. Go to MyMagicMud.com, use coupon code FTL20, and you save 20%. So that's better than getting it at the local CVS or something like that. But it's up to you. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20 to save 20% off of this great product, MyMagicMud.com.
All right, as we continue, you may take control of the airwaves. We got Jenneth on the line listening in Janesville, Wisconsin to WCLO. Hello, Jenneth.
Hello. What happened? Or how come you guys don't sound like you're from New Hampshire? You could be broadcasting from the bowels of the Kremlin, for all I know.
Yeah, we're not born and raised. None of us were born and raised in New Hampshire, so we wouldn't sound like we were.
This is Mark Edge coming from southwestern New Hampshire.
That's a pretty good imitation, I got to say. But, Jenneth, was that all you really wanted to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you know.
Thank you.
For the call.
We're Russian infiltrators.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
You and I are from Sarasota, Florida, originally.
That's right. And, Richie, you moved here from Hawaii.
Yep, Oahu, Hawaii.
But you weren't originally born there.
I was.
Oh, you were.
Okay.
Born in Hawaii.
Whatever.
So, let's see. And the reason why we moved here is because of a migration of liberty-minded folks, people that care about freedom, moving to the same geographic area, and that's the reason why we're here. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to shiresociety.com or move.shiresociety.com, and that'll tell you a little bit more about it. So we're talking about psychopaths and psychopathy and the purported benefits of it for some people, and that's what you're sharing with us from psychcentral.com.
Yep. So we just went over the positions, the occupations that gravitate towards it, and we ended up with politicians. The link between politics and psychopathy is an especially interesting one. In 2004, scientists asked 121 presidential biographers to rate 42 U.S. presidents up to and including George W. Bush on their pre-office traits of fearless dominance, one of the three dimensions of psychopathy.
I suspect all politicians, or 99% of them, were probably psychopaths, maybe excluding Ron Paul.
The findings made for interesting reading. According to the report, fearless dominance was strongly correlated with overall presidential performance, guidance, public perception, persuasiveness, and rather predictably, a willingness to take risks.
I'd say that Andrew Jackson definitely would fall into the psychopath realm that they're using here. I mean, you know, extraordinarily brave guy, did not put up with crap, seemed to...
Generally, bravery and politicians don't go together at all.
Well, I'm talking about psychopathy, not... You don't have to have all of these things.
Yeah.
But they did talk about psychopathy being a person who was brave, would physically put themselves in danger.
Right.
Right. But not all psychopaths would necessarily.
Not all of them would do that. No.
It is one of the perks, though, mm-hmm. of being a psychopath, having the ability. So Now we know a lot about who is likely to be a psychopath, but what about where? Are there certain places in the United States where psychopaths are more likely to gather and pollute the social environment?
Interesting.
Luckily for us, a recent study published in the scientific journal Helion provides us with an unambiguous answer. According to the authors who estimated psychopathy prevalence based on Big Five personality patterns, openness, conscientiousness, agreeableness, extroversion, and neuroticism, Washington, D.C. has the highest prevalence of psychopaths.
Ah.
Master swindlers, Svengalis of the highest nature, it makes sense that psychopaths flock to an area of the United States synonymous with political power and influence.
Sure does.
It's not the worst place to go if you want to, you know, make a lot of money.
As the inimitable John Ronson once wrote, psychopaths make the world go round. Society is an expression of that particular sort of madness. I've always believed society to be a fundamentally rational thing, but what if it wasn't? What if it was built on insanity?
What if?
The old adage has it that we're never more than 6 feet away from a rat. Maybe the same can be said for psychopaths.
Really? I've never heard the rat adage before.
I have, but I haven't heard it in a long time.
Is that supposed to mean a human who's a rat, like a snitch?
No.
Or an actual, like,
rat.
Vermin?
Probably a rat vermin that live in your house, because they're pretty common in a lot of places.
Yeah, I did see a couple of them while I was in Japan, in Tokyo, in the streets.
Well, you're going to find them in major cities, there's no doubt about that. I would say that mice are certainly more prevalent from where I am.
Yeah, I've definitely had some of those in my walls, for sure.
Yeah, same here.
There's no doubt.
Not in the apartment I'm currently at, thank goodness. Haven't seen one yet, but definitely quite a bit back in my family home.
By the way, I'm going to give credit to our affiliate, WRRD, AM 1510 in Waukesha and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was, I believe, the station that our caller from Manistique was listening to on AM 1510.
So the OOPA.
Making the trip all the way basically across the lake there, because Milwaukee's pretty southern compared to Manistique. Anyway, if you want to learn more about our radio affiliates, you can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. That is where we have a list of all 205 Free Talk Live radio stations that carry this show at various
times. 205, man.
Yeah,
throughout the week. Amazing.
That doesn't include the pirate stations, because there are some stations that are just putting us out there anyway without asking permission, which I still appreciate that, too.
More power to them.
Yeah.
A lot of the shows out there, when they list stations, though, they only list stations that have added them. They never
remove
them from the list.
We do.
If Free Talk Live did that, we'd probably have more than 400.
I actually just removed one this week. We went from 206 down to 205.
It happens.
This week. It was a station in, it was Yuba City, actually, in California. One of those stations that they said they sent us notice, but they never made it to me to let us know.
That'd be the smart thing to say. Did you find out why?
They sold time.
Yeah.
It's like the local lawyer or something like that.
The amazing thing is it's not show content 90% of the time.
Yeah, it wasn't that we, you know, were against the, you know, the wars or anything like that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We got coming up a big news story about this Jeffrey Epstein character. You know, that guy who had the plane called Lolita Express and Bill Clinton flew on it? That guy. You know, the guy who's neighbors with Trump?
Psychopath.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The two major earthquakes that hit Southern California should alert people across the nation to the need to be prepared for natural disasters. The state's governor said, as officials expressed relief that the damages weren't worse. Governor Gavin Newsom said that governments must strengthen alert systems and building codes, and residents should make sure they know how to protect themselves during an earthquake. He also said he believes the federal government is prepared to help California in any way needed.
Just got off the phone 5 minutes ago, quite literally 5 minutes ago, with the president. Community here is going to, I think, rightfully expect that the state of California has their back, that the federal government has their back. There's no doubt in my mind, after talking with the president, he's committed in the long haul to help support the rebuilding efforts. We are as a state as well.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So talking about people who think they can get away with all kinds of stuff, we've been discussing psychopaths and their prevalence in the world of politics, for instance, over the last hour and a half here on Free Talk Live. Now, in sort of a related story, I guess you could say,
what a
here,
segue.
This Jeffrey Epstein guy, who we've talked about on occasion in the past here on Free Talk Live, has been arrested again, this time for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005. He'll be appearing in court in New York.
This is like the same accusation again.
Maybe it's a similar accusation. I don't know if... because he did go to prison previously for a limited period of time.
Right, and so there was a plea bargain with him. That prison sentence was very, very short.
13 months, I think. It'll get into all those things.
And as I understand it, some judge ruled that illegal... That way, however, that deal
rule
was
what the struck. Sentence?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh,
took
it overturned on appeal.
No,
the not illegal as it was in too long. It was illegal as in Yeah, you can't just give this guy this slap on the hand and then you know, sweep this all under the rug. Okay.
But they did sweep it under the rug for quite a long time, in fact, more than a decade. But anyway, so he's been arrested again and will be in court on Monday, according to three law enforcement sources. The story coming from thedailybeast.com that has a pretty detailed write-up. So if you didn't know anything about Jeffrey Epstein and his, like, apparently sex airline that Bill Clinton rode on more than once, in fact, one claims 26 times over a period of time.
Without the Secret Service in that particular
instance. Certain instances, yeah.
Not that that implies that anything happened on the airline.
Except what is believed to have happened on the airline is sex with underage girls.
If you're going to have sex with underage girls, it's best not to have law enforcement as a witness.
I agree.
No doubt. So Epstein, who owns a New York City mansion and an island in the Caribbean, was being held at a federal lockup ahead of his court date in Manhattan. Saturday's arrest by the NYPD FBI Crimes Against Children Task Force comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for allegedly molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention cast on his alleged sex crimes, the hedge funders managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone federal charges. If somebody else had done the things that this man had done, whether or not what he did should have been illegal is another question, and we can look at that coming up here in a moment. But if other people had done these things, they would have probably been sent up the river. This guy has the political connections to make prosecutors botch jobs or drop charges entirely or get, you know, preferential treatment as far as sentencing. I mean, he's got all the connections he needs.
I wonder if this is going to come up as an issue of double jeopardy if they're trying to charge him for the same things
I imagine
spent jail time for.
Certainly they're going to say that.
I'm sure that they would have predicted that, and I suspect they are charging him for other things.
Okay.
In this case. He's done enough, according to this story, allegedly with at least 1,000 young women, according to what I was reading through this last night.
Voracious.
So, you know, they didn't hit him with 1,000 charges before. So,
okay.
They've got
they got something to work with.
Yeah, the problem with this is that this guy shared so thoroughly that, I mean, it's hard to...
Shared the girls, you mean?
Yeah. There was the names of the people that flew on this plane include, at this point, two presidents, or probably flew on the plane.
They say Trump may have flown once on the plane.
Yeah.
He's definitely associated with Epstein.
He's friends with Epstein. They're apparently neighbors in Florida, but they do claim in another article here that Trump did ban him from the Mar-a-Lago resort at some point because of the allegations against him. For more than a decade, his abuse of minors has been a subject of lawsuits, etc. Anyway, the new indictment, which according to two sources will be unsealed tomorrow in federal court, will reportedly allege that Epstein allegedly exploited, or rather sexually exploited, dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, and then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. Now, is that...
Not that I'm trying to put this together,
yeah,
but I'm just trying to imagine what it's like, how one goes about finding 15, 16, 17-year-old young women to offer money for massages. How, I mean, where are the parents of these ladies? I'm not saying, like, I don't
not
know.
Not there.
What's that?
No, they're not there.
I mean, I go through my life on a regular basis, and I only rarely, I mean, I go through months without ever speaking to a 15, 16, or 17-year-old young lady. I spoke to two of them today trying to get them to, we've got a new dog at the house, and I need them to socialize, so I'm like, hey, can you come over and pet the dog? You know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, yeah, I don't talk to them.
I don't know if this particular version of the story goes into great detail, but there was a Miami Herald piece that they actually referenced here. And this Miami Herald piece came out within the last year or so, I think. It's pretty recent, where they dig into, like, the details of this story. Essentially, he had a woman who's brought up in this story, and so it talks about how she assists Epstein in acquiring these young ladies. And, of course, once you can acquire one or two, then they have friends. Like, oh, you know, you can make your friends can make some money and that kind of thing. Which, again, leads me to a question that maybe a lot of people don't want to hear. But if these young women are being paid for these acts, is that molestation?
Well, they're being paid for the massage, and the molestation is allegedly coming out.
If they're turning their friends onto it, then it's prostitution.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Oh, I was so surprised that the 66-year-old man that paid me a ridiculously above market rate for a massage that I'm not skilled enough to get.
Right, I don't have a license.
Right. I'm just saying, the article said paid them for massages.
I know, but the article
suggests
that this person that took money for prostitution is not old enough to be a prostitute.
Okay.
And I would agree that it is a poor career choice, but I think it's a poor career choice for an 18-year-old, too.
Sure.
But I presume, at the very least, I'm of the opinion that prostitution should be legal.
Me too.
And I'm of the opinion that we're going to have an age that we determine that that's legal to do. Now, do we, like, for instance, in some states, it's legal to have sex at 16.
That's right.
And it's legal to get a job at 16. Why? I don't care. But why would it be legal at that point to only get the job of prostitution at 18, even though it's legal to have sex and have a job? I'm not defending Epstein. Yep. I hope they nail him to the wall. But the reason I hope they nail him to the wall is because I hope they get all the people that he knows. I want every one of these people who do not mind holding you and I accountable for our actions to be held accountable to theirs.
Like his contact list? Was it the D.C. Madam's black book?
That's
right,
what I want.
Right, right. We want the dirt to come out on these politicians. And indeed, in another story here at Forbes.com, a federal appeals court has ordered, and this, by the way, also recent news, that 167 documents in the lawsuit that alleges that famously well-connected financier Epstein participated in a sex trafficking ring should be unsealed. So there have been 167 documents. We don't know how many pages that is, but there are hundreds probably of pages of information that many names will likely be revealed for the very first time that have never been revealed previously. So this could blow up pretty big. This could affect. There's probably a lot of politicians that are sweating it out right now with the expectation that they may get named as having been in this guy's black book. We're coming up here in moments. Because as you said, Mark, he was sharing these young women with his powerful friends.
Oh, yeah.
855-4, those are the allegations.
That's how he kept himself protected.
But are these women actually victims? I don't know if I believe that. So there's more coming up here in moments. 855-453. Or do they just want to get another payday after the fact? We're coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in 10 days, we're going to be at the Hotel Paris for Freedom Fest 2019. It is my first Freedom Fest. Mark, you've been to three, maybe?
Yeah, about three. They're great.
And there's going to be some big name speakers here. In fact, we actually just had one of them on the show with us last night, John Stossel. He's going to be speaking there. Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, John Mackey, Candace Owens, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, and more.
Yeah, there's a whole list of them.
There's even more down there at the bottom. You're right. Kevin Sorbo, Glenn Beck, Justin Amash, the guy that just quit the Republican Party.
Yeah, I was supposed to have an interview with Kevin Sorbo, and my board, the board ate it, basically.
The board here blew up in the studio, and I had to take yours.
Yeah, well, you know. It's a shame. But I've managed to collect a few cell phones. I do this. I collect cell phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you can just call them anytime.
If I wanted to call.
You can call Hercules. You're weird about that.
You can do that.
Hey, Kevin, it's Mark.
I say Mark Edge, host of the radio show Free Talk Health.
That's right. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Go there. Use coupon code FTL50, FTL50. Get a discount on your tickets. And it's going to be a big event. In fact, they say it's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. See it for yourself. FreedomFest.com/FTL. We will see you there July 17th through the 20th in Vegas at the Hotel Paris.
Now that I've used the parlance of Kevin Sorbo's name, I probably should mention Miracle in East Texas, which is his most recent movie and supposed to be quite good.
Cool. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts so we can talk more about Jeffrey Epstein, the Lolita Express guy who's now been arrested again. And who's he connected to in the world of politics? Well, we're going to find out, I suspect, over time, and it could get pretty ugly. Let's go to Francis in New York, though, first listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Francis. Go on and say bye-bye to you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can't do threats on the radio like that, and that person's banned. So, unfortunately, our board operators don't always recognize his voice, but I do. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number.
And the vitriol right at the beginning.
Just drips. It just drips right off of his voice, yeah. Epstein will be charged with one count of sex trafficking of minors. And again, this indictment will be unsealed tomorrow, supposedly, in Manhattan court. The story here from thedailybeast.com. And one count of conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of minors, which could put him away for a maximum of 45 years. So not a whole lot of counts in this particular case, but a potential large prison sentence that if the maximum was put onto him, he would die in prison. The case is being handled by the Public Corruption Unit of the Southern District of New York.
Yeah, I'm less interested in this guy going to prison and more interested in him getting a plea deal where he turns over his little black book.
All the dirt.
Of the politicians and moguls and whatever that he knows about. As far as I'm concerned, him spending whatever 18 months or 13 months or whatever it was that he was sentenced to in prison for essentially, drawing young women into a life of prostitution. Okay, well, they took the deal.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like he was
actually kidnapped.
Yeah, that's the thing here. I don't think that, as far as I'm concerned, if there's no victim, there's no crime, and I don't believe these young women were victims from what I was reading.
The evidence doesn't seem to be there. Now,
they were not held against their will.
It gets interesting. In society, we are to believe, for instance, that a person can choose to see, a PG-13 movie at 13, that they can choose to drive a car at 16 or 15, depending on where you are, or that they can watch a rated R movie at 17, that they can choose to consent to sex at 16, 17, 18,
right.
But only consent to sex for
no
money
photos,
at 18.
Not even of themselves.
Even right. If that was legal, and then sometimes it's not. And then they consume alcohol at 21.
Right.
And
rent a car at 25.
Sometimes cigarettes at 18, sometimes at 21. Like, it just keeps on getting weirder. At which point do you really have the age and the wherewithal to make a decision? What is the age of consent? I don't know, but
I think it's different for each individual, personally. I don't think that any sort of arbitrary age should be set.
Well, I think that if you want my opinion, my opinion is that actions have consequences. And the consequences of sex is pregnancy. So
STDs as well.
You should be able to handle the consequences of your actions in order to participate in the action. And so I don't think anybody who doesn't have their own domicile should be old enough to have sex.
Several of the billionaire's employees and associates allegedly recruited the girls for Epstein's, they say, abuse here, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves.
You'd think that this guy would just go ahead and say, 18's good enough. Like, why is it got to be these ages that were so important?
Well, look, would it make a difference if the allegations are that this person, this Epstein, was abusing these girls? Then wouldn't he also have been abusing them at 18 and 19? Or is it only abuse because they're not legally able to consent?
I get I believe that that's what we're being told. That that's what we're to believe. That's what I believe.
Right. I mean, this is the kind of report that'll use the term pedophile when in fact they are saying here that the girls were as young as 14. So we're not talking about children.
Right.
Just to be clear.
Pedophilia, sadly, but I know it gets used otherwise, but pedophilia refers to prepubescent.
Correct. Children.
Children. And
a sexual attraction to children. That is not what is alleged about him.
Right, and I think that this all sounds, he sounds sick and out of control to me. So somebody who cannot, just for whatever reason, 18's too old.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person who's got a problem as far as I'm concerned. I need prostitutes for my plane to fly around my, rich fellas, but they have to be 14?
I would like to suggest that, to answer your question from before, Mark, that part of that might be the thrill and excitement that comes with the fact that this particular act is
forbidden.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Right. Forbidden.
And that he is a billionaire, and so he's got political connections, and so it's also exciting probably for him to be able to get away with this and have the confidence that he's got what it takes to stay under the radar right. and stay, you know, off of the prosecutor's radar, if you will.
Right.
And the more influence and money you have, the easier it is to get away with things, which
right.
means in order to get that same thrill, it has to be more insidious each time, you know, you attempt the act.
Probably true. I think, Ian, it's correct and worth pointing out briefly that, you know, we have a term called puberty,
mm-hmm.
and the state of being post-pubescent is what we call scientifically a biological adult. Now,
yes.
socially, we may not call them adults, and
do I think that
many of these ladies were old enough to participate in sex and understand the consequences? Well, it depends on. I probably think that many 25-year-olds aren't old enough to participate in sex and understand the consequences.
I think that many of them absolutely. I mean, without having talked to them, but they absolutely know what the consequences of sex are. There's plenty of education out there about sex. They may not understand all of the ramifications of having sex with a 66-year-old billionaire. However,
it sounds like the ramifications were pretty good if you keep on getting paid for it.
Right. This is one of the things. I'm sorry. I don't think you are an abuse victim if you are out there recruiting for this guy. If you came in to his office or house or wherever it was expecting to get paid for a massage, and then this guy asks you to massage his private parts at that point, and then you go ahead and do it, collect the $1,000 or whatever it was that he puts in your hand, and then he's like, hey, could you recruit, could you find some friends of yours to come do this? Do you think your friends might want to make $1,000? How about I give you $100 for every $1,000 that I pay your friends?
Sounds like a good deal.
You know, you could just recruit some of your friends in here. I don't think you're a victim if you're like, yeah, I can do that for you. That is an arrangement. That's a business arrangement. And to suggest that somebody can't make a business arrangement for themselves because they're under the age of 18 is ridiculous,
frankly. I made a lot of business arrangements when I was under the age of 18. I was quite the little entrepreneur in high school.
You worked at a comic book store as young as 12 or something like that?
Yeah, I started working at 12, and, that's just being an employee. That's different, but...
Still a business arrangement.
You know, bringing candy to school and
selling candy?
Selling the Jolly Ranchers.
I got in trouble for that by my dad.
What?
Yeah.
By your dad?
Yeah. So he turned off that entrepreneurial mindset real early because I had the candy.
Yeah.
And
what kind of candy was it?
Pocky. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. No, the chocolate sticks from Japan or whatever.
Right. So prevalent in Hawaii. Just
sure. It's close.
Yeah. But, they come in the pack and they get like 20 in a pack, and I don't know how much the pack costs, but I'd sell them for a quarter.
You're selling Lucy's.
Yeah, for like a quarter stick of pocket.
This is the way it's done.
Until I get home and he goes like, well, what's all these coins in your pocket? I go, well, I sold my candy. He goes, you can't do that. And got all.
Yes, I can. I did, right?
But at the time, right? It's
so he scared you out of it?
Yeah, because he forbade my entrepreneurial activity.
That's he probably just didn't want you to get in trouble at school.
Whatever.
I know. I'm just saying.
That's a shame. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on this Epstein guy and these young ladies, are these women victims? They're not women, of course. Are they victims? That's certainly what they want you and the courts to believe. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.